In West Palm Beach earlier in the day, Scott said it was heartbreaking to learn Florida has its first confirmed case of Zika-related microcephaly, the condition causing a newborn's head to not fully form. In Jacksonville, Scott praised local officials for following his administration's lead and stepping up their response where the federal government failed. He said he was disappointed to learn a billion-dollar Zika funding bill was shot down in the U.S. Senate.
So the federal government needs to show up and do their part. Congress and the White House need to come together and provide the funding to make sure that we don't see the spread of Zika.
Senate Democrats say they would have backed the legislation, but a last-minute amendment cutting funding for Planned Parenthood made it a poison pill. As of Tuesday afternoon, there have been 230 confirmed cases of Zika in more than 20 Florida counties. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.